2 kilometers from Puri, in the village Balagachi, lived one very poor man called Dasaborya.
2 kilometra od Purija, u selu koje se zove Balagachi, živeo je jedna jako siromašna osoba koja se zvala Bala Purija.
For many years he had heard about the festival of Lord Jagannath in Puri. Oh, best of the cultured devotees, please, we need to say it every evening. You have to be silent. If you wish to talk, there's another room for you to talk.
Oh, dragi bakte, tamo pozadi, moramo svako večer da vas zamolimo da ako želite da razgovarate, da onda možete da izađete napolje.
Now, no talk in this room. Only the program.
Jer sad nije vreme za priču u ovoj prostoriji, već ovdje imamo program.
Listen very carefully.
Slušajte jako pažljivo.
So, finally, after many attempts to attend the Ratha Yatra festival, the festival which we just had, he finally made it.
I onda ta osoba je jako puno slušala o Ratha Yatra festivalu i onda nakon toliko puno vremena on je najzad... On je najzad uspio da ode na festival.
He was actually there when Lord Jagannath came out of the temple.
I on je bio tamo kada je gospodin Jagannath izašao iz hrama.
One day you must all be also there when Lord Jagannath leaves the temple and gets on his chariot. It's very, very ecstatic.
Jednog dana i svi vi morate da budete tamo kada gospodin Jagannath napusti svoj hram i kada sedne na kočiju, jer je to tako jako ekstatično.
And when he saw Lord Jagannath walking on the chariot, drunken with ecstasy, his heart caught fire and he became a lover of Lord Jagannath.
I onda kada je on video gospodina Jagannatha kako pleše na svojoj kočiji, njegovo srce je uhvatilo vatra i on je postao obožavalac gospodina Jagannatha.
You, when you look at the eyes of Lord Jagannath, you see a red rim, then a white, big white inside, and then a black, I believe it's called pupil.
Kada pogledate u oči gospodina Jagannatha, ono što možete vidjeti jeste prvo ovaj crveni okvir, onda ima ovaj beli veliki deo i onda se u sredini nalazi crna zenica.
After he had seen Lord Jagannath like this, he didn't see the world any longer the way we perceive it. He saw Lord Jagannath everywhere.
I nakon što je on tamo video gospodina Jagannatha, on više nije video ovaj svet na način na koji ga mi vidimo, već je svuda video gospodina Jagannatha.
So when he returned home, his wife served him prasadam.
I onda kad se on vratio kući, njegova žena mu je servirala prasadam.
She put white rice into a clay pot, which looked a little bit brownish red.
I onda je ona stavila belu rižu u glineni ćup koji je bio onako zemljano crvene boje.
And on the midst of that white rice she placed black beans.
I onda je usred te bele riže ona stavila crni pasulj.
When Dasaborya saw this wonderful prasadam arrangement.
I onda kada je Dasaborya video ovaj predivni aranžman prasadama.
A red circle. White middle section and a black beans looking at him.
On je video taj crveni krug, onda unutra tu belu, beo prostor i onda taj crni deo koji je gledao u njega.
He saw his beloved Lord Jagannath.
On je video svog voljenog gospodina Jagannatha.
And he jumped up.
I onda je skočio.
And in the midst of his house he went, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, and started to dance ecstatically.
I onda je on u sred svoje kuće skočio i zapevao i počeo ekstatično da pleše.
His wife had never seen her husband so blissful.
A njegova žena nikada nije videla svog muža u takvoj ekstazi.
He had never started to dance at the beginning, middle or end of prasadam.
Ona ga nikada nije videla da započne da pleše na početku, u sredini ili na kraju svog obroka.
So she went to the village elders and asked what to do with my muž.
I onda je ona otišla kod starijih seljana i pitala ih je što je da radim sa svojim mužem.
Is he normal?
Da li je on normalan?
The village elders asked her to describe when the muž had started to become ecstatic.
I onda ti stariji seljani, oni su je upitali da im objasni kada je njen muž postao tako ekstatičan.
And then they wanted to see the bowls in which the white rice with the black beans were served.
I onda su želeli da vide te posude u kojima je služena ta bela riža sa crnim pasuljem.
After they had inspected this, they said, "You must be very happy."
I onda nakon što su to videli, oni su joj rekli, ti treba da budeš jako srećan.
Your husband has been reminded of Lord Jagannath when he saw the clay pot and the whiteness of the rice and he thought this is the big eyes of Lord Jagannath looking at him.
Kada je tvoj muž video ove posude zemljane, u njima tu belu režu i crni pasulj, on je bio podsjećen na gospodina Jagannatha i mislio da su to njegove oči.
You are most fortunate he has attained the mercy of the Lord.
Ti si najsrećnija zato što je on dobio milost gospodina.
So this is the goal of our Krishna conscious practice, to see Lord Krishna everywhere actually.
I ovo je u stvari cilj naše prakse svesnosti Krišne, a to je da vidimo gospodina Krišnu svuda.
Not only when we go to Jagannath Puri or Fruška Gora.
Ne samo kada odemo u Jagannath Puri ili na Frušku Goru.
We want to see the Lord in our daily life.
Mi želimo da vidimo gospodina u našem svakodnevnom životu.
We want to feel the glance or the eyes of the Lord resting on us and seeing our activities.
Mi želimo da vidimo kako nas gospodin posmatra i posmatra naše aktivnosti.
Even when we eat prasada.
Čak i kada mi častimo prasada.
Especially then. So I would now request all of you to post your questions to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and who will inform us how to see the Lord everywhere.
I sada bih vas ja zamolio da postavite vaša pitanja Sri Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, koji će nas onda informisati kako možemo da vidimo Krishnu svuda.
He is a professor now from the Oxford University.
I on je sada profesor sa Oxford Univerziteta.
And very soon he will go for a whole year to Hong Kong, to the Chinese University, and teach actually a course. Not in Chinese yet. He will speak in English. He will teach us. Actually, you should tell us about the course which you will teach there.
I Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, on će uskoro ići u Hong Kong na čitavi godinu dana kako bi tamo predavao na univerzitetu i sada će nam on nešto reći o tome.
A little later, with the Indian time factor, Jayapataka Maharaj will arrive.
I nešto malo kasnije, sa tim indijskim faktorom vremena, Jayapataka Maharaj će doći.
And he will also answer our questions.
Onda će on odgovoriti na naša pitanja.
Let us see. Maybe not. It's an Indian time factor.
Hajde da vidimo, možda se to i neće desiti, pošto je u pitanju taj indijski faktor vremena.
And I will say, there's also the Jayapataka Swami time factor, which is very unique in this world, flexible time.
I onda tu također postoji taj Jayapataka faktor vremena, koje je jako jedinstveno u ovom svetu.
So, and I hope to serve as the facilitator of this evening, and I might also answer a question or ask you a question here or there.
I ja se nadam da ovde budem osoba koja će pomoći čitav ovaj program i takođe mogu s vremena na vreme odgovoriti na neko pitanje ili ću vas pitati pitanje.
I request you to be fully present in this evening's program.
Ja očekujem od vas da budete potpuno prisutni na večerašnjem programu.
Please give it your best with your full attention so that you will encourage the speakers and in this way get very good Krishna conscious insights. So much singing.
I molim vas da date sve najbolje od sebe kako biste ohrabrili govornike da vam daju odgovore koji će biti svesni Krishna.
So maybe I can first ask Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, please tell us about the cause or I heard there is something which you personally have aspired very much that we can, the devotees can actually preach Krishna consciousness at the university or something. What is it really which opens there?
Ja bih prvo želeo da zapitam Sri Krishna Kshatra Prabhu da nam on malo ispriča o toj svojoj želji da predaje na univerzitetu i kako to zaista izgleda.
Okay, thank you. I got a phone call sometime in middle of January from a god brother of mine.
Ja sam sredinom januara dobio poziv od jednog mog brata po Bogu.
Whom I had seen some months before after long not seeing him after 4 or 5 years.
I nakon što ga 4 do 5 godina nisam uopšte viđao, video sam ga nekoliko meseci pre tog januara.
This is Amogalila Prabhu. He's living in Berkeley, California.
I to je Amogalila Prabhu koji živi u Berkeleyu u Kaliforniji.
He is also academically trained. He has a university doctorate from University of California.
I on je takođe obrazovan na univerzitetu i ima doktorat univerziteta u Kaliforniji.
He has been teaching at one college in Pakistan for some years.
I on je čak nekoliko godina predavao na jednom koleđu u Pakistanu.
Actually he was born in Pakistan and he speaks fluent Urdu.
U stvari on je rođen u Pakistanu tako da govori tečno Urdu.
How to make a long story short.
Kako sada da skratim dugu priču?
He asked me, how would you like to teach for 1 year in Hong Kong at the university?
I onda me on pitao, kako bi ti se svidelo da godinu dana predaješ na univerzitetu u Hong Kongu?
I said, well, it sounds very interesting, but I have my engagements in Europe.
I onda sam mu ja rekao da to zvuči jako interesantno, ali da ja imam svoje obaveze u Evropi.
We have our center in Oxford and this, that, the other thing, so maybe it's not so practical.
Jer mi imamo svoj centar na Oxfordu, imamo još neke druge stvari, tako da to možda baš i nije jako praktično.
He said, oh, well, that's a pity, because this is such a big opportunity.
I onda on rekao, to je jako velika šteta, jer ovo velika mogućnost.
The Chinese University of Hong Kong wants to have a program in Indian studies and they want us to start it. Us means ISKCON.
Jer kineski univerzitet u Hong Kongu oni žele da imaju program indijskih studija i žele nas, odnosno ISKCON, da to omogući.
And they want to start immediately.
I oni žele odmah da započnu.
And the original plan was that I come. And I still plan to come, but I cannot. My godbrother, our godbrother said, I cannot go immediately. He has a family, so a lot of arrangements to be made.
I njihov originalni program je bio da Amogalila Prabhu da on dođe tamo odmah, ali on nije bio u mogućnosti da to uradi zato što ima obaveza sa svojom porodicom.
But it would be a pity for us to lose the opportunity. This is opportunity for our society to get its place, its foot in the door, so to say.
I on je rekao da mu je jako žao što on to ne može da uradi, jer bi to bilo izuzetna prilika za nas da dobijemo svoje mesto na tom univerzitetu.
And so he then he said, actually this whole thing has been inspired by the late Tamal Krishna Goswami.
I onda on rekao da je čitav taj program bio inspirisan od strane Tamal Krishna Goswamija.
And when he mentioned Tamal Krishna Goswami, I said, Prabhu, tell me what to do. I surrender.
I onda čim je on pomenuo Tamal Krishna Goswamija, ja sam rekao, Prabhu, samo mi reci šta treba da uradim, predajem se.
Somehow I understood immediately that actually this is higher arrangement and Krishna is involved and also Srila Prabhupada is involved and also Tamal Krishna Maharaj in some way.
I onda smo mi odmah shvatili da je to jedan viši aranžman i da je u njega uključen Krishna i Srila Prabhupada i takođe Tamal Krishna Goswami.
So many of us in our ISKCON society have had who knew Maharaj had this feeling that he was very expert in engaging so many devotees in devotional service.
I onda mnogi od nas koji smo poznavali Maharadža, imali smo taj utisak da je on stvarno stručnjak u tome da uključi druge u predano služenje.
And so I felt at this moment that he's still engaging us.
I onda sam ja u tom trenutku osjetio kako nas on i dalje uključuje u službu.
So, yeah, this is happening. They'll be having me teach basically a full academic load, which means two courses per semester.
I onda što će se tamo dešavati, ja ću znači dati dva kursa u svakom, ne, nego dva kursa u, u oba semestra.
And I had to immediately design courses to submit proposals for courses.
I onda sam ja odmah morao da napravim skicu tih svojih izlaganja i kako će oni izgledati.
And they gave basic guidelines what they're expecting.
I onda su mi oni dali osnovne vodiče kako oni očekuju da će to izgledati.
And one of the courses they want me to teach is about identity.
I jedan od kurseva koje oni žele da ja vodim jeste o identitetu.
The question of identity in Indian culture and religion.
Pitanje identiteta u indijskoj kulturi i religiji.
So I wrote a proposal.
Tako da sam ja onda napravio predlog.
And some bibliography with different books.
I dao sam im bibliografiju, određene knjige.
I sent it off and some days later came back a response.
I onda sam im ja to poslao, a nakon nekoliko dana stigao njihov odgovor.
They said, it's a nice proposal, but it's a little confusing.
I onda su oni rekli, pa to je jako lep predlog, ali je malo zbunjujući.
We can't tell whether your course is a philosophy course or a sociology course.
Mi jednostavno ne možemo da kažemo da li je taj kurs koji ti daješ kurs iz filozofije ili kurs sociologije.
So whether to put it in this department or that department, where do we fit you?
Tako da ne znamo prosto u koji deo da te stavimo, gde da te smestimo.
So I wanted to say it's both.
Tako da sam ja želela da im kažem, pa to je oba.
I thought here's perfect opportunity to speak about teachings of Bhagavad Gita, nature of the self, and so on.
Ja sam mislio da je to izuzetna prilika da govorimo o učenjima Bhagavad Gita, o prirodi sobstva.
Anyway, I thought, better not make trouble my first semester there.
I onda sam mislio, ajde da napravim probleme baš u svom prvom semestru tamo.
So I'll, you know, repackage it a little bit this way, that way, and we'll call it a sociology course.
I onda sam ja to malo preformisao i onda sam odlučio da ćemo to nazvati kursom iz sociologije.
So, because I thought that will attract more students than if it's philosophy course.
Zato što sam mislio da će to privući više studenata nego da se radi o kursu iz filozofije.
Anyway, so this is what we'll be doing for some months.
I to je ono što ćemo raditi narednih meseci.
And I'm praying a lot to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to give some brains so I can do this.
I ja se jako puno molim Srila Prabhupadu i Krišni da daju nešto mozga kako bi ja to mogao da uradim.
And with blessings of the Vaishnavas, it may be possible that this program will continue on from there. I'm just getting it started, and then my god brother Mogalila will continue, and it can develop into something very nice.
I onda uz blagoslove Vaishnava, to će biti program koji ću ja samo započeti, a moj brat po Bogu Mogalila, on će ga nastaviti i napraviti nešto jako lepo.
80% of the graduate students of this university are coming from mainland China.
I 80% studenta koji diplomiraju na ovom univerzitetu, oni dolaze iz unutrašnjosti Kine.
And the professor I'm in contact with, I haven't even showed up yet, and he's already talking about starting a graduate program in Indian studies.
I ja se još uvijek tamo nisam ni pojavio, a oni već govore o tome da naprave čitav program indijske kulture na kome bi moglo da se diplomira.
So the how many people are there in China?
Tako da koliko ono ljudi ima u Kini?
1.3 billion, yeah, 1.3 billion people in China.
Znači 1.3 billion ljudi, milijardi.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
To je puno ljudi.
I think it's 23 million more people per year are born.
Oh yeah.
Mislim da se tamo godišnje rađa negde oko 23 miliona ljudi.
How many people are there in Serbia?
Koliko vas ima ovde u Srbiji?
8 million in
8
Serbia.
8 miliona?
Yeah. So, multiply that by 3, and that's how many more people are coming into the world only in China. We haven't said anything about India.
Znači, to je koliko se u Kini rađa ljudi godišnje, šta da kažemo u Indiji.
So, and there's also talk about doing an extracurricular program outside the academic. So this could include also some funding for bringing students to India.
I onda takođe oni su razmišljali o tome da naprave i program van tog univerziteta, tako da bi to pomoglo da se dovedu studenti u Indiju.
So, let us see what Krishna arranges.
Hajde da vidimo šta će Krishna da aranžira.
Thank you very much, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, for giving us an orientation what happens new on the academic front. Here, now we will request all of you to think of your questions and then pose them, and we thank Jai Pataka Maharaj. You have surprised us by coming without much Indian time factor. So
I am just now coming.
That's all right. So please ask your questions now.
Sada bismo vas zamolili da postavite svoje pitanje.
If you want your question to be answered by one particular devotee who sits up here, you can say, this is a question to so-and-so devotee. If you want all, maybe we will, the others who will not answer this question will, or who were not requested to answer this question, will have an interesting perspective and would like to contribute. This is very open and very spontaneous.
Ako je ovo jedan veoma otvoreni i veoma spontani program, onda ako želite da neka određena osoba odgovori na vaše pitanje, možete to i reći, a ostali govornici koji nisu zamoljeni da tada daju odgovor, oni će isto tome doprineti ako imaju neki specifičan pogled na to pitanje.
Who of you has a question?
Ko od vas ima pitanje?
There's one devotee. Yes. You have a question? You have thought about the question, right? Good.
Razmislili ste o pitanju, jel da?
Sanandi, Vaikuntha Nitai,
devotee who has always a question, fine. I would say we start from the left side with Vaikuntha Nittai. Can we please give a mobile phone, I almost said, to Vaikuntha Nittai. Mobile microphone, I'm sorry, not a mobile phone. I think it's good if you first post your question in English, then we can think about it while you translate it afterwards.
Hare Krishna, I have a question for His Holiness Sachinanda Maharaj. We just spoke about some subject there, a few devotees, and it's actually very interesting and it's deeply connected with spiritual life. A difference between conscious and unconscious inside of somebody. I will explain just shortly. I had one short experience in my life of astral projection. That means you're going outside, you see your body, very short, very small. And also I have experience when I had operation, they gave me some anesthetics, and I don't remember absolutely anything, you know. During that operation, I just was completely unconscious. So, I'm very interested where that consciousness going in that time, when we don't remember anything, when, you know, we are just, feeling is that we don't exist at all. Then we coming back after 2-3 hours, then we look again.
During anesthesia?
Yeah, during anesthesia, during coma, during different kind of things. You know, I heard a few answers, but I want to hear explanation from you. It's very interesting because you have some experience in your life.
I just had the surgery, yes, and I had such an... You will be surprised when I answer your question. So please tell it in Serbian also.
Okay. Htio sam da pitam, baš smo pričali o tome da postoji svesno i nesvesno stanje. I sad, imao sam priliku u životu da osjetim i to svesno stanje, makar na par sekundi, da zaista postoji to neko eterično tijelo i različita tijela i onda možete da izađete i da vidite svoje tijelo materijalno koje leži i tako dalje. A u isto vrijeme desilo mi se da imam operaciju i onda su dali, vjerovatno, puno... Mnogi od vas imaju slično iskustvo, da vam daju tu anesteziju i jednostavno ne sjećate se ničega. Znači nije bilo apsolutno ničega, niti sjećate da vam je neko radio išta, niti ste osjetili nešto. Tako da me zanima gdje smo mi u tom nesvesnom, šta se dešava sa nama, sa našom svesnošću i kako sve to funkcioniše, pošto jako puno ljudi je zbunjeno tom temom. A pošto Sachinananda Maharaj ima dosta iskustva u vezi te oblasti, volio bi da čujem odgovor.
The soul is eternally conscious. This consciousness can never actually be taken away from the soul. It can only be a little bit covered.
Duša je u stvari večno svesna i ta svesnost nikada ne može biti oduzeta od duše i može biti samo malo prikrivena.
Modern science says during the operation, they can totally shut off the consciousness, but they only cover it, they don't shut it off.
I moderna nauka, oni tvrde da tokom operacije oni mogu da isključe tu svesnost, ali to nije istina. Oni mogu samo da je prikriju, a ne mogu da je isključe.
In January, I could see that when I was getting a full anesthesia and received 1.5 hour surgery on my right leg.
I ja sam u januaru to mogao i sam da iskusim kada sam imao operaciju na svojoj desnoj nozi i onda sam toko sati i po vremena dobio tu anesteziju.
By the findings of modern science, I should not have noticed anything.
I po tvrdnji moderne nauke ja ne bi trebalo da budem svestan bilo čega u tom periodu.
But the practical experience not only of me but of millions of patients tells is different.
Ali praktično iskustvo ne samo mene već i miliona drugih pacijenata govori nešto drugo.
I counted 5 times when I woke up in the Bosnian mountains feeling that they were performing surgery on my right leg.
I onda sam ja izbrojao u bosanskim planinama 5 puta sam se probudio i imao sam taj osjećaj da oni rade operaciju na mojoj nozi.
I was in panic in my sleep.
I onda sam ja bio u panici u svom snu.
I could see them, I could feel them cutting my leg.
I mogao sam da ih vidim i da ih osjetim kako seku moju nogu.
Then I woke up to find out, oops, I'm in a bed in Jahorina. God.
I onda sam se ja probudio i shvatio sam, ja se nalazim u krevetu na Jahorini, dobro je.
It happened 5 times.
I to se desilo 5 puta.
I had recorded the experience although I was under full anesthesia.
I to znači da sam ja snimio to iskustvo iako sam bio pod punom anestezijom.
The subconsciousness is like clay and the experience are like the foot of a cat which leave their traces in that in the form of impression in the consciousness.
I naša podsvest, ona je poput gline, a ti stvari koje se dešavaju su poput mačke koja onda ostavlja svoje tragove u našoj podsvesti.
All the experience from our childhood.
Sva iskustva iz našeg detinjstva.
The experiences of our parents getting angry at us or rewarding us.
Ili naša sećanja na naše roditelje koji nas kažnjavaju ili koji nas nagrađuju.
All the many experiences in Krishna consciousness.
I sva naša iskustva u svesnosti Krishna.
They all get imprinted in the consciousness and stay with us.
Oni svi bivaju duboko usađeni u našu podsvest i ostaju sa nama.
Even if you have anesthesia.
Čak i ako imate anesteziju,
you have just covered your consciousness a little bit like this.
Vi ste samo malo prekrili svoju svesnost ovako.
But even if I'm covered like this, if someone would cut into my face, I would certainly notice it.
Ali čak i ako sam ja prekriven ovako, kada bi mi neko posjekao lice, definitivno da bih to primetio.
So, this is something opposite to modern science, but the modern science has no idea of the soul and is quite ignorant about many, many things which are real.
I to je nešto što protivreči modernoj nauci, ali moderna nauka jednostavno nema nikakvo znanje o duši i prilično nema puno znanja, znači.
Therefore, my dear devotees, make deep impressions in Krishna consciousness. These impressions will be with you at the moment of death.
I zato, moji dragi bhakte, nastojte da ostvarite duboke utiske u svesnosti Krišne, zato što će ti utisci biti sa vama u trenutku vaše smrti.
According to Kavichandra Maharaj, he said that Prabhupada had said that at the moment of death we see the impressions of our life coming past us like a movie.
I Kavichandra Maharaj nam je rekao da Šila Prabhupada rekao da u trenutku naše smrti mi vidimo svoje prethodna iskustva kao da im gledamo pred sobom film.
Somehow we want to find shelter in some experience. We want to hold one thing which is pleasant for us.
I onda mi na neki način želimo da uzmemo utočište u nekom od tih iskustava, želimo da nađemo nešto što bi nam bilo prijatno.
But the movie rolls on.
Ali film ide dalje i dalje.
However, if somewhere in the movie is a Ratha Yatra with the where the beautiful big eyes of Lord Jagannath are seen by the dying person, the movie stops there. Frozen picture.
Ali ipak, ako se tom filmu nalazi scena Rata Jatre i ako se vide te velike oči gospodina Džaganata, onda se čitav film zaustavlja, imamo jednu zamrznutu sliku.
Kavichandra Maharaj said you heard Prabhupada saying and the soul sees Lord Jagannath when he leaves the body.
I onda je Kavičandra Maharaj rekao da Šila Prabhupad kaže da onda duša vidi gospodina Džaganata kada napušta telo.
I take it on the strength of Kavichandra Maharaj. I've not heard this personally, but I asked him after the lecture, are you sure, Maharaj, because I want to repeat it.
I ja verujem Kavičandri Maharadžu, iako to nisam čuo lično Šila Prabhupada, ali sam nakon lekcije pitao Kavičandra Maharadža, jesi li siguran, zato što ja to želim da ponovim.
And he looked at me as if I was doubting his integrity and said, yes, so I'm taking it like this.
I onda me on pogledao kao da ja sumnjam u njegov integritet i onda je rekao da i ja mu verujem.
The point is, make deep Krishna conscious impressions.
I poenta toga jeste da napravite utiske koji su duboko svesni Krišne.
Open your heart when you are in your spiritual practice. Be there. Let the practice come and transform you.
I onda otvorite svoje srce dok imate svoju duhovnu praksu. Budite tu i dozvolite da vas ta praksa transformiše.
No, not transformiše. Impresionirati.
Aha, da vas ona impresioniše.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Alright, so we have the next question. Who was there?
Imamo sledeće pitanje. Ko je bio tamo?
Prabhuji, please ask your question. Switch on the microphone, please.
Hare Krishna. My question is a little bit more classical. And it's about Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the best kind of worship of Srimad Bhagavatam? I mean, connected with his identity and also with what kind of mood students should approach.
Wonderful question. Would you like to pose your question to a particular devotee?
Yes, Japataka Swami Guru Maharaj.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually thinking this question is best for Japataka Maharaj because he really knows many, many details of Vaishnav etiquette. He is really an encyclopedia of this knowledge. He knows, for instance, the exact procedure of Nam, Yajnas, and many things. So, your question is, how do we exactly worship the Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Good. Maharaj, do you have a mic? Mm-hmm. Would you like to just briefly say your question in the local language so that everyone understands?
Znači ovdje imamo pitanje kako osoba treba da pristupi Šrimad Bhagavatamu i na koji način da ga obožava.
Omegana Timinandasya Gananana Salakaya Shaksur Midam Dhinata Smai Sri Sivarave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschakade Satarine Mukhakaroti Vachalam Pangulangayate Giring Yatkipata Mahangbande Sigurum Ninatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Yeswaram Harihi Om. That's it. I'd like to answer this in two ways. One is the word worship in in some context, it's considered more like a puja, kind of an archana. Another sense, worship also means, or bhajan means more of a devotional service, usually utilizing in a devotional service applicable for that thing, that object.
Želeo bih da odgovorim na ovo pitanje na dva načina. Sa jedne strane, prvo da vidimo što znači ta reč obožavanje. Ona se može koristiti za puđu ili za arčanu, a sa druge strane, ta reč obožavanje koristi se za bađan, za devocijske aktivnosti.
Actually, in some parts of India, particularly in Assam, the spiritual master Shankar Dev, who is, some historians give some reference that he is actually a disciple of Advaita Acharya, but some opinion, it's hard to say.
Znači, u nekim delovima Indije, kao što ja sam, imamo duhovnog učitelja koji se naziva Shankar Dev, i po nekim istoričarima oni tvrde da je on učenik Advaita Acharya, ali nismo baš sigurni.
There's some historical book that says there was a preacher, a Vaishnava who came from the northeast, who was known as Pagal Shankar.
Po nekim istoričarima postoji ta tvrdnja da je sa severoistoka došao Vaishnava koji se zvao Pagal Shankar.
And he got initiated by Advaita Acharya.
I da je on dobio inicijaciju od Advaita Acharya.
So then some people say that Pagal Shankar is Shankar Dev.
I onda neki ljudi kažu da je taj Pagala Shankar, da je on Shankar Dev.
I didn't have the resources to really investigate it further to find out if that's the fact. But...
A mi nemamo dovoljno izvora da otkrijemo da li je to stvarno činjenica.
But Shankar Dev preached Vaishnavism, preached Bhagavad Dharma.
Shankar Dev, on je propovedao Vaishnavizam, propovedao je Bhagavad Dharma.
And he preached amongst tribal people, amongst all kinds of people, including Brahmanas.
I onda je on propovedao po plemenima, takođe je propovedao i Brahmanama i svim vrstama ljudi.
So he established many kirtan halls, like temples, kirtan halls, called satras.
I onda je on napravio mnoge kirtan prostorije koje se nazivaju satre.
And because in those days, even today, especially more in those days, non-brahmanas were not really allowed to worship deities.
I onda u to vreme, znači čak i danas, ali specijalno tada, osobama koje nisu brahmane, njima nije bilo dozvoljeno da obožavaju božanstvo.
Just like in our temples, installed deities have to be worshipped by second initiated devotees.
Kao kada u našim hramovima, kada mi instaliramo božanstva, ona bi trebalo da bude obožavana od bhakta koji imaju drugu inicijaciju.
But he was preaching in an area where there were very few brahmanas.
Ali on je propovedao u području gde je bilo jako malo brahmana.
So, for the public, he established these beautiful temples with large kirtan halls.
I onda je on za široku masu ljudi napravio te ogromne prostorije za kirtan.
And then he had an altar.
I onda su imali oltar.
And on the altar he placed the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I onda bi na oltar stavili Srimad Bhagavatam.
And they worshiped the Srimad Bhagavatam with aartis and circumambulation puja. They even read it.
I onda su oni obožavali taj Šimad Bhagavatam tako što bi mu napravili puđu, tako što bi išli oko njega i čak su ga i čitali.
That's the more classical way of worshiping the Bhagavatam, reading it.
I to je onako najklasičniji način obožavanja Šimad Bhagavatama, kada ga čitamo.
But they did also as a deity because the Bhagavatam is a book incarnation of Lord Krishna.
I oni su znači obožavali Bhagavatam poput božanstva zato što se za Bhagavatam kaže da je to knjiga inkarnacija Krišne.
So there you can still to this day you can see these temples and they have a special brass holder where they put the Bhagavatam in, and then people worship the Bhagavatam.
I onda i dan danas možete videti u tim krajevima da oni imaju templove i onda njima imaju specijalni bronzani držač i na njemu stoji Bhagavatam koga oni obožavaju.
A similar tradition was established some hundreds of years ago. The Shankar Day was like 500 years ago, more or less the time of Lord Chaitanya. And more recently, within the past 200 years, in Orissa, there was someone who was preaching and he established Bhagavat Tungis, which are also small kirtan halls with the Srimad Bhagavatam as the deity.
I onda to znači Shankara Dev, on je propovedao pre nekih 500 godina u doba četanja Mahaprabhu otprilike, a nešto, u nešto skorije vreme, pre jedno 200 godina, u Orisi jedna osoba je propovedala i on je napravio te Bhagavat Tungije, to su mali ti kirtan holovi gde bi se isto čitao Šrimad Bhagavatam.
Lord Chaitanya, when he visited a place called Barahanagar, which is outside of Calcutta, a little north of Calcutta, between Calcutta and Panihati.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je jednom posetio mesto koje se nalazi između Panihatija i Calcutta, koje se zove Bharatnagar, nisam lepo čula.
Then he attended a Bhagavatam class by one devotee called Bhagavat Acharya.
I onda je on otišao na Bhagavatam lekciju jedne osobe koji se zvao Bhagavat Acharya.
And Lord Chaitanya liked this class so much.
I onda se gospodinu Chaitanyi ta lekcija toliko svidela.
That he said, I'm making, or maybe another name, but he made that devotee the Bhagavat Acharya. Made him like Haridas is the Namacharya, he made him the Bhagavat Acharya.
Znači, možda je u pitanju bilo i neko drugo ime, ali onda su oni tu osobu proglasili za Bhagavat Acharyu, poput toga što mi znamo da je Haridas Thakur proglašen za Namacharyu.
Actually, yeah, he was given the title, but I don't remember what his name is. Krishna Chaitanya was trying to remember, he thinks of something like Raghavananda.
Znači, ja ne mogu da se setim sad tačno koje je bilo njegovo ime. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu kaže da je možda bilo Raghavananda. Ali, znači, dobilo je ime, dobio je tu titulu Bhagavat Acharya.
Yeah, Bhagavat Acharya was the title. What his name was before he got the title? I got a total blank on that in my mind right now.
Znači, nije bitno koje je bilo njegovo ime pre toga, ali on je dobio titulu Bhagavat Acharya.
We all accept Bhagavat Acharya.
Yes.
So his seva was to every day read the Bhagavatam. That's his seva. That's his worship of the Bhagavatam.
I njegova služba je bila da svakog dana čita Bhagavatam i to je bilo njegovo obožavanje.
Bhagavata nitya sevaya. Really. Service to the Bhagavatam reading.
Znači, služba Bhagavatama je čitanje.
So that's like this. So there are some today, if I remember a few years ago, maybe 5, 7 years ago, with we were, it just happened that the camp in Croatia fell on Bhadra Purnima.
Znači, pre jednom 5 do 7 godina se desilo da smo na hrvatskom letnjem kampu imali Bhadra Purnim.
One of the months in the Indian calendar is called Bhadra.
Znači, jedan od meseci u indijskom kalendaru se naziva Bhadra mesec.
Like more or less in the month of August.
I manje više to je avgust.
At that time Mohini Sutta Prabhu was there and he set up a table with the Bhagavatam elaborately stacked up in a very beautiful way.
I onda u to vreme Rohini Suta Prabhu koji je bio tamo, on je na jedan sto postavio Šrimad Bhagavatam na jako lep način.
We all did an arati to the Bhagavatam.
I onda smo mi napravili arati Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And we did a circumambulation of the Bhagavatam.
I onda smo čak napravili parikram oko Bhagavatam.
As it says, on that day, one should worship the Bhagavatam. Of course, in the morning we read from the Bhagavatam.
Zato što se kaže da na taj dan treba obožavati Bhagavatam, a naravno mi smo tog jutra isto čitali iz Bhagavatama.
But I'm just saying that in some cultures the Bhagavatam is held so sacred, so holy, that they worship the Bhagavatam like we worship a deity.
Ja sam samo želela da kažem da u nekim kulturama toliko cene Bhagavatam da bi ga oni obožavali poput božanstva, a znači mi ga čitamo.
Which we also may on some occasion do.
Znači mi isto nekad možemo I da ga obožavamo na taj način.
So, but the standard way of worshiping the Bhagavatam is to read and study it.
Standardni način obožavanja Bhagavatama jeste da ga čitamo I da ga studiramo.
Repeat it.
Da ponavljamo.
There are many mahatmyas in the end of the chapters that say anyone who hears this pastime, who recites it in the morning or who explains it to the devotees, then they get this kind of a fruit, this kind of a blessing.
I onda postoji na kraju mnogih poglavlja, postoji određena mahatmja koja kaže da ako osoba čita to poglavlje ili ako ga recituje ujutru ili ako ga čita isto sa drugim baktama, onda će dobiti određenu vrstu blagoslova.
So that the Bhagavatam is encouraging us that we should focus on these different pastimes.
Tako da nas Bhagavatam ohrabruje da se usredsredimo na ove različite zabave.
Prabhupada one time was saying that on our planet we have an 18,000 verse Bhagavatam.
I Prabhupada je jednom rekao da mi na našoj planeti imamo Bhagavatam koji se sastoji od 18,000 stihova.
But there may be other parts of the universe where they have bigger Bhagavatams.
Ali da u nekim drugim delovima univerzuma oni imaju veći Bhagavatam.
So just see, at least you only have to read the 18,000 verse Bhagavatam.
Tako da vidite, samo treba da pročitate taj Bhagavatam koji ima 18,000 stihova.
So, everywhere, somehow when I was, sometimes you travel around, I was going in Australia and it was, one temple was reading the 11th canto Bhagavatam, another temple the 4th canto, someone the 3rd canto, but somehow the same theme was coming up. Although from different parts of the Bhagavatam, this time it was like focusing on the same theme.
I sećam se kada sam putovao po Australiji I onda sam obilazio različite templove I u tim različitim hramovima su se čitala različita pevanja Bhagavatama. U jednom se čitalo 11, u drugom 4, u trećem 3 pevanje. Međutim, u svim tim stihovima ista tema je stalno dolazila u centar pažnje.
How by worshipping Krishna in the Bhakti Yoga, you can you don't lose anything that you could have achieved if you had done karma or jnana or astanga yoga. But you can get only by bhakti can you actually achieve Krishna, can you actually know Krishna. And different ways, each section for a number of days is coming up with the same purport, same kind of message, but with a slightly different presentation.
I onda sam ja tada čula da obožavanjem Krišne I da s pomoć bhakti joge mi možemo dostići Krišnu I da nam karma ili gjana ili štanga yoga tu ne mogu pomoći I onda svih tih dana različiti smislovi su bili čitani I ta ista tema je sa različitih strana bila istražena u njemu.
Lord Chaitanya gave his instruction to his followers.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je dao upustvo svojim sledbenicima.
Suno, suno, Nityananda, suno, Haridas, Savatra, Amaragya, Koroho, Prakash, Prati, Gore, Gore, Gya, Koro, Epika, Bolo, Krishna, Bajo, Krishna, Koro, Krishna, Shika. Chant Hare, listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas.
Znači, kaže, slušaj, Nityananda, slušaj Haridas.
Go from door to door and beg from the people to do these things.
Idite od vrata do vrata i molite ljude da rade ove stvari.
Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna.
Da pevaju Hare Krishna.
Bajo Krishna, worship the deity of Krishna.
Da obožavaju božanstvo Krishna.
Koro Krishna shiksha, or shikha. That you should study the teachings of Lord Krishna.
Da proučavaju učenja gospodina Krishna.
So Prabhupada said there are two teachings of Krishna. One is Gita, which he spoke, and another one is the Bhagavatam, which is about Krishna.
I Prabhupada je rekao da postoje dva učenja Krishne. Jedno je Bhagavad Gita, koju je izgovorio Krishna, a drugo je Bhagavatam, koji govori o Krishni.
We have heard the answer. And I believe our Maharaj has to summarize, he has said, yes, occasionally we might worship the Bhagavatam in that first way as puja, but usually we do it by regular reading and study.
I da, sad smo mi čuli odgovor na to pitanje i ja bih želela da sumiram ono što je Maharaj rekao. Znači, mi možemo povremeno da obožavamo Šrimad Bhagavatam na taj prvi način koji on spomenuo, ali ono što mi redovno radimo jeste da ga čitamo.
I hope you will all take this answer to heart and become students of the Bhagavatam and not non-readers.
I ja se onda sada nadam da ćete vi ovo što ste čuli od Maharadža uzeti k srcu i da ćete onda postati studenti Bhagavatama, a ne oni koji ne čitaju.
So, what is the next question?
Koja je sledeća?
This one other thought came as how Prabhupada also established this Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhoma. Think Bhakti Vaibhav and Bhakti Vedanta is mainly studying the Bhagavatam? Just the
Vaibhav is, yes.
So they also probably wanted us to deeply study, get degrees.
Još jedna misla je došla, to je da Šila Prabhupada takođe ustanovio i te programe, znači Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta i Sarva Bhoma, i što znači da on želeo da mi duboko proučimo sve te spise.
In this slide I would like to recommend to you this new book by Burijan Prabhu, who is really the professor in our movement on the Bhagavatam. It's called Unveiling His Lotus Feet. It helps you really to study the first four cantos. He has later more volumes will come out.
I što se ovoga tiče, ja bih želeo da vam preporučim novu knjigu od Burijan Prabhua, koji je stvarno naš profesor što se tiče proučavanja Šrimad Bhagavatama, i ta knjiga se zove Otkrivajući njegova lotosova stopala, i u njoj se govori o proučavanju prva četiri pevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama.
Okay, I think we switch over to Madhuri. We had now two boys. Saranandi, please ask your question.
Question about maturity in the guru-disciple relationship. What is the characteristic of a mature disciple? That means, how does he act? What is his understanding and his realizations?
That's a very good question. I believe we should ask Krishna Chaitra Prabhu first, and then would love to hear from Jayapataka Maharaj about this, because I know that our Jayapataka Maharaj has deeply thought about guru-disciple relationships, both in diksha and shiksha matters, and I believe he carries with him the sparks of inspirations from his recent initiation ceremony. So the question is very good, very important. Please focus. What is maturity in the disciple-guru relationship? That way around. How to become a mature disciple? Is that the right? Yes. Radha Kripa, please translate. And listen very careful. You have now the chance to become good disciples.
Znači, pitanje koje imamo je jako dobro i ono glasi kako osoba može postati zreo učenik, kako može postati zreo u tom odnosu sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem i na koje su njegove aktivnosti, koje je njegovo razumevanje. A sada ćemo imati Krišna Kšatru Prabhu koji će nam prvo odgovoriti, a zatim će Pataka Marač koji je duboko razmišljao o toj temi. I može podeliti sa nama nešto i o čemu je razmišljao povodom inicijacije koju smo imali jutros. I ja vas sada molim da budete jako pažljivi i da slušate ove odgovore, jer slušajući njih možete naučiti kako da postanete dobar učenik.
I would also like, before we hear the elaborate answers, we have now 9:45. You still look extremely awake and eager, but we will end around 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, now fokusirajte, please, focus.
I pošto vidim da je sad već 15 do 10, iako svi vi izgledate jako željni znanja i jako budni, pošto je već kasno, mislim da ćemo završiti program negde oko 10, tako da bih vas zamolio da se sada stvarno usredsredite, jer je ovo poslednje pitanje.
Hare Krishna. Well, let's start with what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, shall we?
Hajde da prvo započnemo sa onim što Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita.
What does he say?
Šta kaže?
Tapdidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. Actually, tattva-darshi is the word for another word for guru.
Znači, u ovom stihu, ova reč tattva-darshi, to je reč koja se koristi da označi duhovnog učitelja.
Literally, one who sees that-ness.
I onda to bukvalno znači osoba koja vidi tu stvar.
Or one who sees such-ness.
Osoba koja vidi to.
One who sees things as they are.
To je onaj koji vidi stvari onakvima kakve jesu.
So there's an emphasis here on seeing, and seeing is associated with understanding, comprehending.
Tako da ovde postoji naglasak na viđenju, a to viđenje stvari je povezano sa razumevanjem stvari.
And the verse Krishna advises, you want to understand, the context of the verse is how to perform sacrifice.
A kontekst ovog stiha jeste kako vršiti žrtvovanje.
And Krishna has listed a variety of ways that one can perform sacrifice.
I onda je Krishna dao čitavu listu na koji način se može izvršiti žrtvovanje.
And then he sums up, he says, if you want to know how to actually do it, what to do, then approach a tattva-darshi. Or actually, he says plural, tattva-darshina, persons who know what is what.
I onda on čitavu tu listu sumira tim stihom u kome kaže da ako osoba želi da zna šta da radi i kako, da onda treba prići tattva da. To je znači upotrebljeno u množini, da treba prići osobama koje su videle istinu.
And then he gives these famous three activities that we should do in order to evoke that which we want to evoke from this person or these persons.
I onda on daje te svoje čuvene tri aktivnosti koje mi treba da izvršavamo kako bismo mogli da dobijemo to od te osobe.
Pranipata, nipata means falling down.
Nipata znači pasti dole.
And pra gives a kind of, we can say, intensification to the word.
A pra na neki način pojačava čitavu reč.
So, really falling down.
Znači, osoba bi stvarno trebalo da padne dole.
So that's something we can contemplate. What does it mean to really, sort of, not just superficially, but really fall down before such persons who can bless us with such vision?
I onda to je nešto o čemu mi možemo da razmišljamo, šta to znači stvarno pasti dole, ne samo površinski, nego zaista pasti ničice pred osobom koje nam mogu dati viziju.
And then Pariprashna is, prashna means questioning. Pariprashna means sort of questioning all around, in all respects, thoroughly questioning.
I onda sledeća reč Pariprashna, ona označava raspitivanje i to raspitivanje na sve moguće načine.
Actually, ours is a culture of questioning.
U stvari, naša je kultura, kultura raspitivanja, pitanja.
It's never really that we have it figured out. It's never that, okay, I got what you said, now I understand, that's it.
I nikada se ne radi o tome da smo mi nešto shvatili do kraja i da mislimo, aha, sad sam shvatio to što, o čemu ti pričaš.
No, one question actually leads to another question.
Ne, u stvari jedno pitanje, ono vodi ka drugom pitanju.
Or a deeper question.
Ili nekom dubljem pitanju.
And we can read the Bhagavatam in that way, to look, pay attention to the questions in the Bhagavatam.
I onda mi možemo da čitamo Bhagavatam na taj način, tako što obraćamo pažnju na pitanja koja su u Bhagavatamu.
Anyway, I won't elaborate on that, but the third one, of course, is seva.
A treća stvar je naravno služba.
And seva, actually we were hearing, Maharaj was kind of indirectly indicating there's a distinction made between puja and seva.
I onda smo čuli malo pre od Maharaja koji je na jedan indirektan način naznačio da postoji razlika između puđe, između obožavanja i službe, seva.
The implication associated with puja is very often that there's a kind of motivation that one offers puja with a specific intention to receive a specific result for one's effort.
I onda što se, ono što se obično vezuje uz puđu jeste da se ta puđa izvršava sa određenom namerom kako bi se dobila određena stvar nakon toga.
And I think we know, of course, the word seva means service, but I like another way of translating, and that is attending. Service, seva, means to attend.
Mm-hmm. I znači mi obično, kada imamo tu reč seva, mi obično prevodimo sa služba, ali prevod koji ja više volim mogao bi biti pohađanje.
So I think it's interesting that Krishna uses specifically that word to indicate one of the three essential components for developing what you're asking, what is a mature, how do we have a mature relationship with Guru?
I onda što je meni interesantno jeste da Krishna upotrebljava baš te tri reči kako bi objasnio koji su činioci tog odnosa učenika prema Guru koji je zreo.
Because to attend someone is, number one, to be attentive. In English, it works. I don't know how it works in Serbian.
Znači, kada kažemo te reči da nešto pohađamo, jeste, možda nije baš najbolji prevod, ako neko može da mi pomogne, ne kaže. Znači, kada nešto pohađamo, ono, na engleskom se iz korena reči vidi da osoba treba biti jako pažljiva dok to radi, dok to vrši.
To be attentive to, no?
Which has all kinds of nice implications, like being ready to serve whatever is needed.
I to isto onda ima i neka druga značenja. To znači da osoba treba biti spremna da služi na bilo koji način i bilo kada.
In South India, the Sri Vaishnavas often, they like the term kainkarya, which has a similar idea.
I onda u Južnoj Indiji, tamo Bhakta i Staši, sam predaje, oni često koriste taj termin Kain Karya, koji isto ima jako zanimljivo značenje.
Which comes from King Kara, which is literally what to do. It's a question. What to do?
I onda taj termin dolazi od reči Kinkara, koji bukvalno znači šta treba raditi.
So the attitude of being ready with the question, what to do, how can I serve, that attitude is called kainkarya, or simply seva.
I znači taj stav naše spremnosti da služimo, stav da priđemo i da pitamo šta sada treba da radim, kako mogu da te služim, taj stav se naziva službom, kainkarjom.
So when we think about maturity of the relationship, I like to think that we are keeping to the basics and deepening the basics.
I onda kada razmišljamo o tome kako da budemo zreli u tom odnosu, onda treba da se držimo osnovnih postavki i da ih sve više i više produbljujemo.
Like we hear from Rupa Goswami, Adao Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sango Ta Tato Anartha, what is it, Tato Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivritti Sat, and so on.
Kao što mi isto čujemo od Rupa Goswamija stih.
In the beginning there is faith, and then there is sadhu sangha, and then there is bhajana, like that.
I znači na početku mi imamo veru, onda dođe sadhu sangha, onda dođe bhajana kriya.
But it's not that there is faith and then we move on, we give up faith and then we move on to sadhu sangha. No, the shraddha is increased throughout the whole process, and everything else is increased as you go along.
I to onda ne znači da mi samo na početku imamo tu šadu, tu veru, i da onda kako idemo dalje na drugi korak, da onda ta šada nestane, već to znači da se ta vera uvek povećava i svoji ovi drugi činioci se uvek povećavaju kako napredujemo.
But most of us, we Westerners, we are impatient. We do some little service and then we want, okay, that was it, service done. Now what?
Ali većina nas u zapada, mi smo jako nestrpljivi i onda zato mi jednostavno uradimo neku službu i onda već se pitamo šta sad?
I'm just remembering the story told by prophet servant Shuta Kirti Prabhu.
Ja se sad sećam jedne priče koju je rekao Shuta Kirti Prabhu, koji je služio Srila Prabhupada.
He said one time, I think it was Janmashtami, and Prabhupada had encouraged the devotees to chant many rounds that day, 64 rounds if possible.
I ja mislim da je tada bio Janmashtami i onda je Srila Prabhupada ohrabrio sve bhakte da mantraju 64 krugova na taj dan.
So the next day one devotee mentioned to Srila Prabhupada.
I onda sledećeg dana jedan bhakta, on je spomenuo Srila Prabhupada.
He said, Prabhupada, yesterday I chanted 64 rounds.
On je rekao, Srila Prabhupada, juče sam ja mantrao 64 kruga.
And Prabhupada responded.
A Prabhupada je odgovorio.
And then, what did you do?
I onda, šta si uradio?
So he was expecting, you know, Prabhupada, oh, very nice, you have chanted 64 rounds. No, then what did you do?
Znači on je očekivao da mu Srila Prabhupada kaže, a vrlo lepo, međutim Srila Prabhupada je rekao, i šta si onda uradio?
Not that you've just, now that you've accomplished and now you're finished. No, it's an ongoing process.
Znači nije sada si nešto odradio i sada je to završen proces. Ne, to je proces koji se uvek odvija dalje.
So tatvidhi, that knowledge or that procedure, how do you get that from a tattvadarshi, and how do you get by giving completely?
I znači kako možemo to znanje dobiti od osobe koja vidi, od duhovnog učitelja, tako što ćemo dati potpuno.
So that's just a few points scratching the surface.
I to je bilo samo nekoliko poenti kojima smo samo zagrebali površinu tog pitanja.
Bravo. Please, Maharaj. Oh, yeah. Please, Maharaj. This, please enlighten us and please tell us how do we become mature disciples. I think we should all aspire for that, and we have now listened to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu that and heard a new definition of seva for many of us, to attend to, and he also mentioned that this should be an ongoing process, not that we do this for some time and then go, as Prabhupada said, when he came to Germany, then take a rest afterwards in the park.
Prabhupada ki. Well, for us, probably the most vivid example is Srila Prabhupada.
За нас най-живописният пример е сам Шрила Прабхупад.
That he explained it, how in an evolution of his relationship with his spiritual master.
И он ми објаснио како се развио негов однос со неговим духовним учителем.
He met his spiritual master when he was young, just out of college.
И он је свог духовног учителја срео када био млад, само што је завршио коледж.
He had faith in him.
Имао је веру у њега.
And then after some time then he actually took shelter of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
И онда је након његовог неког времена узео уточиште Шрила Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Такура.
Because he was a grihastha, he was living in the ashram. Maybe didn't have such a close service, like a kind of personal service that some of the other sannyasis or brahmacharis would have had.
И онда како он био грихаста и пошто живе у том ашаму, онда није имао лично друштво свог духовног учителја или тако блиску службу како су имали неки његови други враћа по Богу.
But there's a few classic times where the Prabhupada was walking with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in Radhakunda, and then he was telling how he was concerned that there was so much kind of rivalry in the temples, who would get what room and who would get what position, and he was concerned that the preaching mood was being lost, and sometimes he was thinking better to take out the marble from the temple, sell it, print books, and distribute books. I think you all heard these pastimes so many times.
Međutim, onda imamo, znači, taj već klasičan primjer toga kada je Šila Prabhupada šetao sa Šila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakurom na Radhakundu i Šila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, on je rekao kako se brine zato što postoji tako puno rivalstva u hramovima i ko će zauzeti koji položaj, ko će dobiti koju sobu, i da je on čak mislio da bi bolje bilo uzeti taj mermer iz tih hramova, prodati ga i onda samo štampati knjige. I mislim da ste svi već puno puta čuli o tome, da znate o tome.
So when people ask Prabhupada, what's your secret of success, why you are successful in your worldwide preaching?
I onda je on pitao, a koja je tajna tvog uspeha, kako to da si ti uspešan u tom svom propovedanju širom sveta?
He said, I taken simply to follow the instructions of my spiritual master.
I onda Šila Prabhupada rekao, ja jednostavno sledim uputstva svog duhovnog učitelja.
That may sound very simplistic.
I to može zvučati jako jednostavno, uprošćeno.
But it's actually very profound thing.
Ali to je u stvari jako duboka stvar.
Everything Prabhupada did was an offering to his spiritual master.
Šta god je Prabhupada radio, to je bila ponuda njegovom duhovnom učitelju.
He said ISKCON was his personal ecstatic offering to his spiritual master.
I on je rekao da je ISKCON bila njegova lična ekstatična ponuda njegovom duhovnom učitelju.
And I mean, I had a number of very deep experiences that showed me, that illustrated to me how Prabhupada's dedication of carrying out the orders of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made him really stand out.
I ja sam imao bezbroj iskustava u kojima sam mogao da vidim kako je ta posvećenost Šila Prabhupada uputstvima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, kako ga je to učinilo da bude stvarno na uzvišenom položaju.
That one time after Prabhupada left, there was a situation with Gaudiya Math where some of the devotees were going to that Gaudiya Math and leaving Prabhupada's movement.
Šta se dešavalo nakon što je Prabhupada otišao? Desilo se da su neki bhakti napustili pokret i da su otišli u Gaudiya Math.
So I went over to talk to that spiritual master to try to convince him that at least try to convince the devotees they should come back to ISKCON and not leave and go to some other mission.
I onda ono što se desilo, ja sam otišao u Gaudiya Math kod tog duhovnog učitelja i ono što sam želeo da uradim jeste da uvedim te bhakte koji su otišli da ne odlaze, da ne napuštaju našu misiju, da se vrate.
It so happened that Prabhupada's godbrother heard I was there canvassing the people that were with him now and left ISKCON, and he called me up to see him.
I onda što se desilo, taj Šila Prabhupada, brat po Bogu, on je čuo da sam ja tu došao i sa kojim razlogom, i onda me je pozvao da dođem da ga vidim.
So he was saying that it's not important to really follow the order of the guru.
I onda što je on govorio, jeste da nije stvarno važno da osoba prati uputstva duhovnog učitelja.
That's kind of an idealistic idea.
Da je to neka onako idealizovana slika.
You have to do what you feel is right.
I da osoba treba da radi ono što osjeća da je ispravno.
And what you think is practical.
I ono što osjeća da je praktično.
Then, so he was preaching like this, I was there, this other ISKCON leader was there who had left ISKCON temporarily, at least for that time. And then he was preaching like this, that it's not important to follow the order of the Guru. It's a principle, you just do what you feel to be right. Order of the Guru is not an issue, really.
I onda smo se našli tu, ja i ta druga osoba koji je bio jedan od vođa ISKCON-a koji je napustio ISKCON. I onda mi on povedao kako to slediti uputstva duhovnog učitelja, to baš nije tako važno, nego osoba jednostavno treba da radi ono što osjeća da je ispravno.
I was shocked, you know, because where this kind of preaching was coming from.
I onda sam ja bio stvarno šokiran i pitao sam se odakle takvo propovedanje dolazi.
And I said how Prabhupada mentioned the Bhaktivinoda Thakur had stressed the disciples should take up the order of the spiritual masters, his life and soul. That's better, even if we can't carry out the order of the Guru, then what's the purpose of our living?
I onda sam se ja setio kako je Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, kako je on naglašavao da su uputstva duhovnog učitelja život i duša učenika, i da ako učenik ne može da ispuni ta uputstva, da ih sledi, onda koja je svrha njegovog života?
With our last effort we should try to carry out whatever best we can, the order of the spiritual master.
I svojim poslednjim naporima mi moramo da se trudimo da ispunimo uputstva, da sledimo uputstva duhovnog učitelja.
Then he got very disgusted with me.
I onda ta osoba, ona se zgrozila nadavno.
Told me to get out.
I rekao mi da izađem napolje.
So I did, yeah.
I ja sam to i uradio.
Then like that, so Prabhupada, he was really committed to carrying out these orders of the previous acharya, his guru and the previous gurus.
Tako da je Prabhupada bio stvarno posvećen tome da izvrši uputstva kojima je ostavio njegov duhovni učitelj i koji su ostavili naši prethodni acharya.
Establishing a GBC, so many things in ISKCON that he did. You can all trace it back that he was doing this because this was the instruction of his spiritual master.
I toliko puno stvari koje Šila Prabhupada napravio u Iskonu, možemo da vidimo kada istražujemo da on to radi zato što su to bila uputstva njegovog duhovnog učitelja.
In Vrindavan once the Prabhupada was telling us that there's three levels of disciples. Really four levels, but three good levels and one not so good.
Jednom u Vrindavanu Šila Prabhupada nam je govorio o tome kako postoje četiri tipa učenika, ali od ta četiri tri su dobra, a jedan nije baš prihvatljiv.
Then there's the Uttama disciple.
Znači postoji Uttama učenik.
Top level.
To je najviši nivo.
Even without the guru asking anything, he can understand what the guru wants and he would serve.
Znači, čak i da ga guru ništa ne pita, on će razumeti šta guru želi i onda će ga služiti.
Sometimes the Prabhupada was there in the last days, he wasn't speaking so much. So all the time. Sometimes he spoke, sometimes he wouldn't speak.
I znači, poslednjih dana, dok je Šila Prabhupada bio ovde prisutan, on bi nekada govorio jako puno, a nekada ne bi ništa rekao.
And they'd be chanting kirtan, he'd be moving his hands with the kirtan.
I onda kada bi bio kirtan, on bi jednostavno pomerao svoju ruku u ritmu kirtana.
But sometimes he wanted something. Ring the bell.
I onda bi on nekada poželao nešto, onda bi zazvonio zvono.
But he wouldn't say anything. What did he want?
Ali nije ništa rekao šta je to što on želi.
So who was attending him? They had to kind of figure out what does Prabhupada want?
I onda osoba koja se brinula za njega, onda bi on morao da sad da shvati šta Prabhupada želi.
And sometimes, you know, somehow they figured it out. They said, probably want me to close the window, it's a little drafty.
I ponekada ta osoba bi shvatila da Šila Prabhupada želi da se zatvori prozor.
Just wave his hand.
A on bi samo mahnuo rukom.
Sometimes they didn't get it right.
A nekada ne bi smo shvatili što
je. I was trying to figure out. They got it right more times than I would have, for sure, you know.
Ali ostali su uglavnom pogađali šta želi više nego ja.
But that's when Mayapur was attacked in 1977, then I went back. I was out of Mayapur at the time, and when I went back, I had to try to pick up the pieces and get the devotees out of jail, and was.
I 1977. kada je Mayapur bio napadnut, onda sam isto bio tamo, morao sam da izvadim bakte iz zatvora da popravim ono što je bilo načinjeno loše.
So this moment you really think, what would Prabhupada do, what would Prabhupada want us to do? You know, just always thinking what the spiritual master wants you to do in this situation.
I onda sam ja u tom trenutku mislio šta bi Prabhupada sad uradio, šta bi on želeo od nas da uradimo. Uvek razmišljam o tome šta on želi, kako želi da postupamo.
Telephone system wasn't so developed then as it is now.
I u to vreme telefonske linije nisu bile tako razvijene kao što su danas.
Second class of disciple is the Madhyam disciple.
Drugi, znači taj nivo učenika, drugi tip učenika jeste Madhyam učenik.
Gets instruction from the spiritual master.
To je znači učenik koji čuje uputstva duhovnog učitelja.
Carries it out.
I onda on to izvršava.
Very nicely carries it out.
On to jako lepo izvršao.
That's a middle.
I to je znači taj srednji nivo.
Then there's Kanishta disciple, junior disciple.
A onda postoji Kanishta učenik, junior.
Gets order of the spiritual master.
To je učenik koji dobije naredbu, dobije uputstvo duhovnog učitelja.
More or less executes it.
I onda ga on manje više sledi.
With great difficulty.
Sa velikom poteškoćom.
Maybe not very well.
I čak ne može to ni dobro da izvrši.
Krishna Kshatra was 2 years later.
I onda Krishna Kshatra Prabhu kaže on 2 godine nakon uputstva on ga tek izvrši.
You can elaborate on this one. I mean, Satyanam Maharaj, you can elaborate on this one a little bit.
Znači, mogli bismo...
Kanishta, a disciple.
Mogli bismo dati detaljni opis ovog kaništa učenik.
With great internal protest.
Znači osoba nešto izvrši sa velikim unutrašnjim protestom.
Then there's another category that's called Adam Shisha.
I onda je tu još jedna kategorija i ona se naziva Adam Shisha.
That means fallen, say disciple.
I to znači učenik koji je pao.
Doesn't follow the orders of the guru.
Takav učenik ne sledi uputstva svog guru.
And you can take it from there, you know. Doesn't follow and is having a lot of spiritual problems and so it's not really a disciple in good standing at all.
I to je znači osoba koja je pala i koja ne može da sledi uputstva duhovnog učitelja, tako da njegov položaj nije nimalo dobar.
Anyway, to get deeper, that try to understand what the spiritual master wants, try to serve, but also try to just be a very good disciple, try to do everything as a selfless service to please Guru and Krishna.
Znači osoba bi trebalo da uradi sve što je u njenoj moći, da služi svog duhovnog učitelja, da vidi šta on želi i znači osoba bi isto trebalo da radi nesebičnu službu za svog duhovnog učitelja.
Devotional service, the Prabhupada sometimes said, a lot of it is sold as a common sense.
I Šila Prabhupada bi često rekao da je predano služenje u stvari stvar zdravog razuma.
But I don't know, we're running out of time, otherwise there's of course a couple of funny stories you probably already heard anyway.
I sada mi već nam ističe vreme, a ja imam još nekoliko zabavnih priča o Šila Prabhupada.
Okay, later if you want to hear, we can ask me later, I'll tell you, the time's getting over.
Actually, the way I know Jayapataka Maharaj, this is still very early for you, and maybe you are available for some time here, and can, if devotees have more questions to you, they could come, maybe? He will, I know him, he is my brother, my older brother, he will be around here, so you can ask more questions on this to him.
Znači kako je ovo, poznavići Jayapataka Maharaja, ovo je još uvek rano za njega i kako ga mi dobro znamo, znamo da će on biti tu naokolo, tako da ako imate još pitanja za njega, možete mu prići.
Just one thing is that how, like Prabhupada, my 5-10,000 disciples, and he would, most of the devotee care of his disciples was done by older disciples for the younger ones.
I jedna stvar koju bih želeo da kažem jeste kako je Šila Prabhupada, kako je imao tako puno učenika, 10.000 učenika, onda šta se dešavalo jeste da su njegovi stariji učenici brinuli o onim mlađim učenicima.
In this way, Prabhupada trying to care for all his disciples, trying to see they were being properly engaged in service.
I na taj način Šila Prabhupada je brinuo svim svojim učenicima i brinuo se za to da budu na pravilan način uključeni u predano služenje.
When Prabhupada used to travel around, there were some disciples who somehow are followers who somehow collected, made money, and they'd follow him wherever he went.
I kada bi
he had a little entourage. They weren't part of his party. They just followed wherever he went to get that association.
I onda su postali izvesni učenici Šila Prabhupada koji bi na neki način sakupili novac i onda bi sledili Šila Prabhupada gde god bi on išao. Nisu bili deo njegove pratnje, ali bi uvek išli za njim kako bi dobili njegovo društvo.
So once someone asked Prabhupada, so these are your most dear disciples because they're always following you wherever you go?
I onda je jednom neko pitao Šila Prabhupada, ovo su tvoji najdraži učenici zato što te oni slede svuda gde ti ideš.
The Prabhupada said that no, actually the dear disciples are the ones who take some responsibility to help me push on the Sankirtan movement. They're staying in some place and they're helping me by taking some kind of a responsibility and helping me in that way.
I onda Šila Prabhupada rekao, ne, oni učenici koji su mi zaista dragi, to su oni učenici koji prihvate odgovornost i koji ostanu na jednom mestu i onda pokušaju na neki način da mi pomognu u ovoj Sankirtan misiji.
So sometimes this deep relationship, maybe by direct service, or maybe following the instruction of the guru very seriously and taking some responsibility and helping him, and this way showing that you really love him, that you are devoted to his mission, that may win a deeper appreciation from the spiritual master than many superficial things.
I onda šta to znači? Da služba može biti ili direktna, ali također služba može biti kada osoba stvarno prihvati uputstvo duhovnog učitelja i prihvati izvesnu odgovornost i onda pomaže svom duhovnom učitelju u njegovom propovedanju i to je služba koju će duhovni učitelj jako ceniti i koja može biti mnogo dublja.
Of course, we're a family. I mentioned today in the initiation ceremony we're a family and just like we have maybe over 100 gurus in ISKCON, we have maybe over 100 sannyasis, and we have so many different senior devotees and Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, who are preaching, who are helping the other devotees. So in a family spirit also, we try to, we want to see that all the devotees get spiritual care and spiritual support, get the association so that they can progress in their service to Guru and Krishna.
I onda ono što sam ja danas spomenula na lekciji koju sam dao na inicijaciji jeste da smo mi porodice i onda u tom nekom porodičnom duhu možemo videti da imamo preko 100 gurua u našem pokretu, 100 sanjasija, da imamo jako puno starijih bakta i da onda trebamo da vidimo kako da brinemo jedni za druge, kako da podržimo jedni druge.
I dare not say anything more, otherwise Sachina Maharaj will get angry with me.
No, I will never ever even approach the shadow of anger when it comes, when I come, honestly. Thank you very, very much, Japataka Maharaj, for this answer. I hope all of you remember his 4 points about the disciple and the story about Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada told what he considers to be a dear disciple and a mature disciple. We have reached a natural conclusion to this evening. Thank you very much. I can imagine you must have been a little tired after chanting and dancing, but you were a very attentive audience. Are really like all the programs are very well attended by you, and you very good listeners this summer camp.
Ja se sada nadam da ste vi zapamtili ove 4 poente koje je dao Maharaj o te 4 vrste učenika i to šta je Šila Prabhupada, koga je on smatrao stvarno dragim učenikom. I evo, mi smo se približili kraju ove večeri, ja vidim da ste umorni nakon toliko plesanja i pevanja, ali sa druge strane vidim i da ste jako pažljivi i stvarno vam hvala što ste svih ovih dana jako pažljivi na svim programima.
You can, we will have Madhva Muni conclude the evening with a little announcement. Just stay for 30 more seconds, please.
I sada bih vas zamolio da ostanete ovde makar još pola minuta samo da Madhva Muni da neke najave.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, dear Vaishnavas, I will request you to sing one song to our devotee who is today is his birthday. His name is Bhakta Igor from Croatia. So can you sing this Hare Krishna
to him? Where is he?
Bhakta Igor.
Hare Igor.
Hare Krishna.
To you, Hare Krishna, to you, Hare Krishna, Hare Igor, Hare Krishna.
So tomorrow program's morning lecture will be given by Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, Bhagavatam lecture. Then at 11 o'clock we will have a seminar. If Jayapataka Maharaj agrees, we can give him this time. If not, he can give darshans or whatever he like. At 5 o'clock we will have a seminar of Satyananda Maharaj. And concluding evening in the evening. And on Sunday morning we would like to have a lecture with all of our beloved gurus, if they are still here.
I have to leave very early.
Very early. Okay. Then we will request Krishna Maharaj, Krishna Kshetra Prabhu and Satyananda Maharaj to give a morning lecture on Saturday evening. And those who didn't buy these t-shirts which promote our summer camp, they can write something in this book of impression, so we will make heavy commercial for the next summer camp. Please do it. Okay, that's everything. And yes, one more thing. Those devotees who would like to get MP3 lectures of this summer camp and photos, we will distribute as much as we can free CDs, actually DVDs of this. You should approach to Satchidananda Gora, this Brahmachari. He will distribute, but please, it's the best that each yatra take one or two to, so that they can copy to others. So so those who are living in small cities, they can take one, but those who live in Sarajevo or Zagreb, they, only representative of yatra will take few copies.
So Hare Krishna, Lakunoj, good night, sleep.
If anybody wants Nrsingh oil,